back at it here from St. John Fisher College. Zagura Wilhelm, the notorious VIC, was just with us. And one guy he talked about in his comments was that Josh McCown was the right guy for the team. And Josh had a couple of the big highlights today. A bomb to Travis Benjamin and another bomb to Taylor Gabriel, who had beaten his corner by about 10 yards, hit him right in stride. A couple of 50-yard huzz downs at him together. That's 100-yard huzz down. And Josh McCown talked to the media after today's joint session.
What'd you think of the work you got?
What'd you think?
Gotta look at the tape.
Yeah, look at this. It's a great answer. You're good at this. Let me switch spots. Yeah, same thing. We'll look at the tape. Just off the top of our head, felt like there were some good things that we did. It's my first time doing this, you know, in a practice against somebody. So a lot of fun, you know, once you kind of figure out the schedule and where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. It moved along and it was good. We got some good work in.
Marlon. The intensity change going against a different team?
I'm sorry?
Did the intensity change going against a different team?
Yeah, I think so. You know, anytime you go out there and it's not your practice group, the tempo picks up a little bit. And you know, when you're going against each other, there's a protectiveness that you want to, you know, be wise when you're going against your teammate. You don't want to hurt anybody. But at the same time, you don't want to do that with these guys either because we're both, you know, wanting to get into the season healthy. But there's an urgency that picks up when you're going against somebody with a different jersey on, for sure.
Josh, it looks like Travis Benjamin is having a good camp. I mean, not only the touchdown in the game, but out here you connected with him. Can you just talk about him?
Yeah.
What he's bringing?
Well, he's just, you know, Trav, just he's a pro, man. He just comes out, he works hard. Doesn't say a whole lot, and he's got a great skill set as far as his speed. And what Trav is doing really well right now is you know, you get a guys with speed like that a lot of times, but they'll, when the lights come on, they either they play timid or they don't play it at the high speed or whatever. Trav explodes off the ball every time we snap it, and because of that, he's using his speed to his advantage, and it's causing space for him to get open, and that's why he's able to get balls. So he's really doing a good job. Everybody's working really hard, but he's really helped us set a tone of how we're going to come off the football and work, and it's been cool to watch.
Josh, despite the coaches kind of warning you guys before practice about keeping it straight, not, you know, getting into it, you guys have been over here. How inevitable is that in this situation?
It probably is. You want to avoid it as much as you can, but it probably is. But you just, you know, you got to be smart about it. And the cool thing was, it kind of got a little chippy there, but there were so many guys stepping in on both sides, going stop, you know, trying to pull you apart. Because, like I said, everybody wants to go in the season healthy as they can, and nobody wants to, you know, especially by way of a fight, be injured and lose somebody. So I think everybody was smart in that regard, and we're able to kind of separate it. And cooler heads prevail, so that's good.
Did you already talk about how good their defensive line is?
Yeah, their defensive line is really good. There's no question about that. It's a strong point of their team, it's a good test and good matchup for us, you know, for our guys. So it's good to kind of get a feel of it, and then we'll make some adjustments, and then it's different than a game where you might not play a division opponent for three or four more weeks or six more weeks or ever again, you know, some teams for a while. But tomorrow we'll make our adjustments, come back out tomorrow and play. It's kind of like baseball.
What has been the best thing for you just coming here and being the quarterback and seeing your situation? What are you talking about?
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
I'm really just pleased with the personnel that we have and the coaches. It's just a good locker room. It's a good place to be. You know, the guys work extremely hard on both sides of the ball. There's just a lot of veteran professionals and guys that are trying to do it the right way. And so,
does the offense fit you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very similar to what I did in 2013 when I was with the Bears. And so it's there's things that I love that we're doing, and I feel like it fits my skill set, and it's a good offense.
There's a 13 doing well. Does that mean when you go back to that, say, like, if things are kind of right for me, that's right.
Yes.
I could play like
absolutely.
Like that.
I mean, yeah. Once you establish that, you don't want to back off of that standard for yourself, you know. And so that's the mindset. It's just to play at that kind of level.
How bad do you feel for Connor Shaw with what happened today?
Oh, just heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Heartbroken. Really felt like he was turning the corner and doing some good things. There's no substitute for reps. So just prayers go out to him. Just heartbroken.
And how nice is it to see Terrell Pryor running around out there?
It's good. It's good to have TP back out there mixing it up and making plays. And you know, again, no substitute for reps. We need him out there to see how he, you know, see how he can get acclimated. So he did good today. It's good to have him back.
Has
this been good for your confidence to get out? You know, after last year, everybody else, it was 1-10. The team was bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely. You just get back and keep working, and you get back at it. So it's been, you know, great for my confidence to come into an organization, locker room like this, where, you know, you feel like there's guys, you know, a lot of us, this team was close to going to the playoffs and then slid the last five games. And so a lot of us want to get past what happened in 2014 and come out and do something better. So we're all in it together.
What about your in the one-on-one drills over here? It looked like you guys had a little bit of a hard time getting going, and the receivers going against some new cornerbacks. What was going on in the one-on-one?
Yeah, there was, you know, there's a lot of flags thrown in that drill too. So I don't know if you noticed. So, you know, as part of it, guys were competing hard and getting after it, and we welcome that. That's good for us, man. It's good for those guys on their side of the ball too. It's part of it. The situation is a little different sometimes when it's a one-on-one drill. Just for us in our world, you kind of take one-on-ones a little bit with a grain of salt, and you focus on what you do, and really an 11-on-11 is the main thing.
Are you guys having a hard time? Can I ask one more thing? Are you guys having a little bit of a hard time in your own practices against each other, because you guys have so many of your top defensive backs are injured right now? So
So the reps are limited in one-on-one. We have to go really slow. We don't want to get anybody else hurt. So it does put a little bit of a strain on you for sure.
Josh, just the last one. Did it bother you when people said that here they're bringing this guy and they wanted to start, and from a team that was 1-10 and he's you know, acting like you're 114 years old and so on?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, it's part of it. Last year, you know, we had a series of unfortunate events, but for me, it's you know, I have to work past it, keep persevering on to a new team, and move on and not dwell on it. And like I said, they didn't get their goals accomplished last year, and I didn't get my goals accomplished last year. So it's we're in it together, working to be better than we were last year for sure.
That was the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Josh McCown, talking about the work against the Buffalo Bills today. When we come back, the man who is prolific with the pen, Andrew Gribble, the senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com.
It's the fingertips, bro.
It could be the fingertips. Well, in the old day, it would have been a quill.
No Leaguer pad.
Then a pen.
No Bic.
And now no Bic. No Bic. Andrew Gribble, the Gribbs, will be with us to talk about what he saw today out here at St. John Fisher. Nathan Zegar, Matt Willem from the press box overlooking the Cardinals. It looks like the Cardinals. I'm going to call them the Cardinals. Are they the Cardinals? Do we know this? Yeah, they are the Cardinals. How about that? Says so on the scoreboard. The Cardinals of St. John Fisher College, about 300 players out there going through the paces right now.
Four athletes for this team. Out of 300.
Yeah, Matt Wilhelm and I we're looking to challenge any two of them to two-on-two flag football.
Yes.
And we feel pretty good about our chances.
You can leave a helmet on, too. I don't need a helmet.
Gibbs, are you back in?
Gibbs is all-time long
snapper. I wasn't impressed with your pregame meals. It wasn't very health conscious. You're darn right it's not. We'll be back with the Gribbs right after this.